Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3, I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor, Mr. MD, doctor, now can you tell me?
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do on Herb Talk Live. And thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio. Hey, you know what we're going to talk about? We are going to talk about getting smart. That's right. How do we get smart? Can we get smarter than we are? Yeah, we're going to talk about that. We're going to help out the old noodle. Our little gray matter upstairs, we're going to give it a little helping hand. Also, we're going to be talking about a really amazing root, beetroot. We're going to talk about beetroot a little bit. And ears, if we have ear problems, and a lot of people go swimming this time of year and they get ear problems and all kinds of things can kind of pop up in the ear canal. So we're going to talk about that. And we do have a quack report, but before we get to all that stuff, don't forget, coming up on the 15th, Dr. Carly's going to be here. We're going to be talking about some vaccine information, so I hope you can join us for that. And also, if you've been catching the shows with John Monroe from Dr. Banker's Group, he's our natural vision guy. If you want to deal with some vision problems the natural way, he's the guy. He's going to be having a workshop Saturday, July 26th in Charlotte, North Carolina, at the Embassy Suites Hotel on South Tryon Street. If you're interested in attending, you need to contact John. You could also check out the website on the workshops there, dr, for Dr., drbanker.com, or give John a call if you want to inquire on attending the workshop. It's 303-494-4532. That's in Boulder, Colorado, so that's mountain time. For the workshop and improve your vision. Well, we got some thunderstorms moving through the area, so I hope it doesn't mess with our technology. But if it do, I'll be popping up real quick. Don't you worry. All right. Before we get to the quack report, I came across something really interesting since we have the 4th of July here and people are going to be, getting together in their backyards, maybe, listening to the Star Spangled Banner while watching fireworks go off. And so there's something really interesting. People think, even on the government.gov website regarding the big White House celebration, they're talking about, Francis Scott Key, 1814, and the Star Spangled Banner. But there's some missing history here on our Star Spangled Banner. Our anthem was actually inspired in 1805, and it tends to commemorate one of America's hidden military victories off the African coast called the First Barbary War, and that was from 1801 to 1805. What are now called the Marines actually went to the African coast to defend the American consulate and also to protect U.S. ships that were being captured by Muslim pirates, the cargo being stolen, and of course they were selling American sailors to the Muslim slave trade. That's a big no-no. So the U.S. victory that we had there inspired a poem called When the Warrior Returns, which reflected this jihad besiege on the United States consulate and our U.S. Navy. So, but there were some key revisions to the poem that Francis Scott Key made, but he kept it to the same tune, which was an English drinking tune. So this is where our Star Spangled Banner comes from. And what it commemorates is our Marines, serving the Muslim pirates, a little piece of their own medicine there. Now, here's something that's real interesting that was just eye-opening for me. At the consulate there, it was in Tripoli, and therefore the Marine anthem says to the shores of Tripoli, so they honor their comrades in this battle of 1805. So the Muslims were burning the flag at the consulate in Tripoli. Now, Islam became the first foreign entity to declare war on the U.S., and it extorted bribes from the U.S. ship captains in order to spare the crew and all this stuff going on. And the Marines gave the Muslims a little dose of their own medicine right in their own front yard, right? Well, guess what? Benghazi was where the consulate was. And so we now know it's not a coincidence that 9/11 in 2001 falls on the famous Muslim anniversary of the jihad on America that started in 1801. It was a 200th year anniversary, had nothing to do with our emergency call system 911. Now, it's also not a coincidence that Benghazi is the same turf where the Marines defeated the Muslims. And that's another anniversary where we opened up the Middle East to Christianity. So they kind of that was offending them. So they took note of that. So history, folks, tends to repeat itself. That's why we study it, right? So this is the wisdom of our national anthem, in God we trust. And then the second verse tells us, that during the 19th century, it was God who made, rescued, and preserved this great nation. So we got to remember that, especially during the 4th of July. And just remember that grace is not hereditary. depravity is, though. So we need to seek the Lord's face, mind the time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. What do we got in the quacker? Let's see. Whooping cough. Oh, boy. This is a study that was just published in the British Medical Journal. Apparently, they're questioning the effectiveness of the pertussis vaccine to prevent whooping cough. So that is called into question because researchers at Oxford said that they found that whooping cough prevalence among vaccinated children is roughly equal to the unvaccinated children. That's right. So among the vaccinated, they said it was a shocking 18% that still developed a significant cough, an infectious cough, and that's probably the same statistic they said of the unvaccinated. So pertussis can still be found in about one-fifth of school-age children that have already been vaccinated. Well, as Dr. Carley often says, you need to take the word with or against and replace it with. So when they say, I'm vaccinating you against whooping cough, you want to replace that with, I'm vaccinating you with whooping cough. I'm giving you the disease. So there you go. And that wraps the quack report. I guess we have quackers. Thanks, Frank. Okay, we're going to talk about getting smart, you know, because, hey, if you were born in the 1960s or even earlier than that, chances are you were exposed to that TV sitcom called Get Smart. Remember, Maxwell Smart was the kind of weird, bumbling detective. So the show was on the air from 1965 to 1970. And one of the famous quotes from the lead character, Maxwell Smart, was, "Sorry about that, Chief," which is kind of equivalent to today's expression, "my bad." And other quotes from the show were, you know, "missed it by that much," and "would you believe?" Do you remember that? So, you know, when I was in college back in the 80s, there was a whole group of college kids that were catching the Get Smart on reruns, you know, no Netflix then, and they were huge fans of the show. Obviously, the show didn't improve their IQ any, but viewers did appreciate the humor. And so we're going to check out and see what nutrients we could use to tap into them to improve our own brain power and function. And we're really going to get smart. That's what we're going to do. But first, we got to follow a little bit of the map because scientists have been documenting the human brain and mapping its function for decades. So scientists estimate, you know, the human brain's got more than a billion neurons and over a trillion synapse connections. So the use of 3D scans has really helped researchers understand a little more about the complexities of the brain. Now, sections of the brain have been identified, you know, where we have our memory stored, where our vision and hearing is processed, and, you know, where the learning center is. So they have even found differences in the characteristics of brains from famous folks like Einstein and even some musicians. So people who play musical instruments tend to be better at math. So behavioral studies suggest that listening to classical music is said to improve the comprehension of math, and it also makes people spend more money when they go shopping in stores. So sometimes you'll see those boutiques and they'll have classical music playing. It's because they want you to spend more. That's just some behavioral study stuff. But getting back to the brain here, now they did some autopsies on brains, and it showed that musicians and mathematicians seem to use a similar area of the brain, and it tends to be larger. So it's called the corpus callosum. It's the right motor cortex area. And if children start early to be a musician, you know, before the age of 7, they can develop this region of the brain, and then they will develop what is called the musician's bump. So I'll get to that in a minute, because there are a particular column of neurons in this area from a network in the mammalian cortex, and it's comprised of trions, and it offers a particular firing pattern of the neurons, and it excites areas of the brain where memory and higher brain function is located. So mathematicians have a similar network. So, however, not all mathematicians are musicians, and not all musicians become mathematicians. They just use a similar area of the brain, and it explains why math may come more easily to those who are music students. So an interesting fact research has stated also that the learning music also will improve the blood flow to the left side of the brain and helps the brain to predict or jump ahead a few steps to foresee an outcome. So Einstein would have been needing that part of the brain. Well, let's talk about Einstein's brain for a minute. Now, the brain of Einstein was examined, and they found significant differences in his cortex that connects both halves of the brain. They noticed that he also had the musician's bump in an area of the brain called the posterior fossa. So towards the back of the brain, there is this bone formation in the skull. It's called the knowledge bone. And just above that is an area called the territorial notch. So musicians will have a distinct bump pattern to their brain tissue in this location, and Einstein also had it. So Einstein learned to play the violin as a child, and he often played it when he was, you know, stuck solving some mathematical problem. Helped him work it out. Helped his brain jump forward and finish the problem for him. Now, the question could be asked, you know, would Einstein have been as brilliant as he was at math if he had not learned to play music? Interesting. Well, let's talk about this. Feeding the tree is what a lot of cognitive experts are saying, because they think that the human brain is kind of like a tree with many branches extending out, all these neural pathways. But like any living thing, the brain needs watering in the form of stimulation and nutrition. Now, some foods can excite the brain's activity, and some foods can anesthetize it. Likewise, there are some potent herbs that help improve blood flow and oxygen to the brain, delivering more nutrition to your brain cells. So don't forget that your eyes are real cozy with the brain. So if whatever you're feeding the brain is also going to feed your eyes. Let's talk about brain food for a sec, because the first thing people think of to improve brain function is to improve memory. So often the herb ginkgo is mentioned to improve cognitive function. Well, it is an excellent herb, but it has to be used with herbs to help get the ginkgo nutrition to the brain. And it requires circulatory herbs like cayenne and ginger and rosemary. So the circulatory herbs are also known to reduce stress and can help protect the old noodle from toxicity. So foods to strengthen and repair the nerve pathways of the brain and central nervous system are rich in plant protein like chlorella and spirulina. Spinach and beetroot also help secure blood flow to the brain and deliver more oxygen to starving brain cells. Now, you want to make sure your foods and your herbal supplements that you use are organic whole foods for the best and safest nutrition. So your brain requires a lot of energy throughout the day. And if you don't maintain the required energy, this causes mental stress and exhaustion. So many look to the fast fix of caffeine and sugar when they experience mental sluggishness, but the assistance of caffeine gives a very short-lived burst of cognitive alertness, and it causes also a dramatic drop in energy a short time later. So avoiding too much caffeine and sugar is going to help protect the brain's neurotransmitters. Well, let's talk about some time release energy that helps you out throughout the day. Instead of the caffeine, there are some foods that supply the necessary energy the brain is needing without the letdown that coffee or soda can give. So fruit actually contains what is called long chain sugar molecules that the body breaks down gradually, offering a time release of energy to your brain. So fruit with some whole grain cereal for breakfast is going to offer an excellent source of long-term brain energy. So for lunch, you could have a salad And it's going to offer some of the same energy your fruit does to the brain. If you add a hard-boiled egg to the salad, it even offers some extra brain protein. And why would you want an egg? Well, research has shown that the egg yolk contains choline, which is a proven brain power booster. It speeds up the signal sent from the nerve cells to the brain. So beverages at lunch, you could add some green tea. It is known to relax the brain and reduce stress hormones and increase mental alertness. So green tea is a big thumbs up. Now let's talk about some of the foods that may put your brain to sleep. So high-energy protein foods will stimulate the brain, and some foods like carbohydrates will subdue brain function and make us mentally sluggish. So your fast food, for instance, is really high in carbohydrates, and it makes you feel sleepy afterwards. Protein foods can kind of counteract that coma-induced sluggishness, and, you know, if you're having a carbo meal, try to get more protein in there. The sleepy reaction that we get from the high carbohydrate meals is kind of normal, but there are individuals that have the opposite reaction when they have those types of foods. For instance, those who experience like PMS, seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, or a nicotine withdrawal, they're sometimes, if they eat a carbohydrate meal, it will stimulate their brain instead of making it sleepy. Now, sugar is another snooze food for your brain. It is best to avoid the sugary carbohydrates for breakfast if you want to be alert. So high-fat foods are also going to make your brain a bit sluggish. So the best bet for protein foods are going to be lean meats, some turkey maybe, or seafood. And you can, if you just add about 10% of protein to your meal, it will reduce the sluggishness that the brain is feeling. But if you're not a big meat eater, you can substitute spirulina and chlorella for your plant proteins. Well, let's talk about more high-powered brain food, too. There is a list of foods that supply the brain with enough energy to run all day. Now, on the list are fruits and nuts. So according to Dr. James Penland of the Department of Agriculture Human Nutrition Research Center, he says fruit and nuts contain boron, a mineral, and this stimulates the electrical activity of your brain. So if you're low on this trace mineral, your brain will operate at a low capacity, you know, producing fewer alpha waves. You're not going to be as alert, and you'll feel more drowsy. Apparently, our brains are super sensitive to even the slightest change in diet or depletion of just 3 milligrams of trace minerals. So you're going to find boron in your nuts, seeds, legumes, peaches, apples, pears, grapes, your leafy vegetables, and broccoli. So if you eat 4 ounces of peanuts, it's going to provide you almost 3 milligrams of boron. So get those healthy foods back in that diet and power up the brain. Now, there are also some interesting results that have come out of some research on the brain. A healthy brain, they say, equals a healthier immune system. Apparently, our brain, the immune system, they're connected, they say. In 2003, a team of scientists from Stanford University, they were trying to study the development of a brain and how it establishes the final connections in the synapses for the nervous system to be able to communicate to other non-neural cells. So while they were in there identifying genes that were involved in this process, they unexpectedly found a gene for a protein connected to your immune system. Because this made them ask the question, what's an immune system molecule doing in the brain? So it was kind of an interesting discovery. And according to Dr. Ben Barris, a neurologist involved in the study, he says our body's constantly under immune system surveillance. And so the research confirms similar findings from a 1998 study that Harvard University was doing. They also reported that the immune system proteins are present on the surface of your nerve cells in your brain. So the immune system molecules located in the brain don't go out and scout for germs like they do in the rest of the body, but they do influence the strength of the signals being sent between brain neurons. So this discovery could one day explain more about Alzheimer's, autism, and other neurological problems. Now, they also say that if you're having a poor day mentally, you might want to go fishing. So if you've beefed up your diet with essential minerals and you still have poor memory or a sluggish feeling, you can go fishing, they say. Researchers are pointing to a lack of natural zinc contributing to memory problems and feeling too sleepy. Dr. Harold Sandsted of the University of Texas Medical Branch, he found that the brain does not get, if it doesn't get enough zinc, we're going to sacrifice some sensory motor skills, our memory, and being able to concentrate. So experts warn that zinc supplements are not necessary. You want to get regular natural zinc from your seafood or from things like perch or anchovies, herring, other forms of shellfish if you eat shellfish. So also whole grains, the dark turkey meat, and legumes will also have some natural zinc in them. Now, there are also some herbs that are awesome for the brain, so we can't underestimate the power of God's herbs in assisting the human brain. So Apothecary Herbs has many formulas and products that can help boost your brain function and efficiency. So you're going to find lots of boron in their calcium liquid, all plant-based, by the way, and also they have the brain concentrate formula that does have that ginkgo with the circulatory herbs in it. Then you're also going to find your plant protein of spirulina and chlorella in their Body Foundation food mix. And, of course, ginger root tincture is also going to power up circulation to the brain and the small capillaries. So they have several immune-boosting formulas also to empower your brain and your immune system. So get smart and call Apothecary Herbs and get a free product catalog. Their number is toll-free at 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., you can dial 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. And their website is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. You can get there by typing in herbtalklive.com, too. It'll take you there. But if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. So check them out. And don't forget to sign up for their free online newsletter, Health Quest. It goes out once a week, and you'll have hot links to some special information that will empower you physically, mentally, and maybe even spiritually to keep you going and on top of your game, and also inform you what's new out there regarding vaccines and any kind of alerts on drugs that you might not normally hear about. So check out thepowerherbs.com, and if you get a chance, sign up for their free Health Quest newsletter. You just click on the newsletters tab, and you can sign up online. Also, if you want to get news blasts on some specials that they're having in their store and so forth, you can sign up or register online and also get reward points when you shop on their website. So you can redeem points for savings. So that's cool, too. You can save money and get what you need. Well, I know we're going to be taking a break in a minute, but we are going to be talking about the amazing beetroot. I love beetroot. I know a lot of people like to make their own version of slaw, but with beets. Have you ever tried that? Anyway, it's very refreshing. And if you want to build the blood up, if you have an anemia issue, you know, anemia, some people are anemic after a surgery or something, that, you know, beetroot is the thing to juice and drink beetroot juice. And that helps your body build up, because of the mineral content in it, helps the bones build up the blood system in like 24 hours. 24 hours and you've got plenty of blood. Now, in ancient Rome, beetroot was considered an aphrodisiac and a symbol of love. So the sweet taste of beetroot is really considered one of the perfect foods. I hear music. Ooh. Aw, we've got to take a break. But I'm your herb detective, and I'm still on the case, and we'll be right back.
life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the Bye.
I tell you, if that doesn't give you goosebumps, I don't know what will. That's awesome. Leanne Rimes, what a voice. Yes, awesome. Well, we're talking about beetroot. And right before the break, I was telling you how it was considered an aphrodisiac in Rome, ancient Rome. Now, in the 19th century, Europeans developed the sugar beet, and it's still used as a sweetener for baking. So the beet, known as Beta vulgaris, has evolved from what experts call an ancient wild sea beet. So we're going to take a look at this amazing beetroot and the health benefits that it provides us. Well, let's look at the nutritional profile for just a moment. The beet has many elements of nutrition, and according to a lot of experts in the field of nutrition, beets have beta carotene to help stimulate our skin to defy aging. So it's believed that it's also the silicon element in the beetroot that strengthens your skin to resist wrinkles and prevents sagging skin and promotes healthier hair. So beets also contain magnesium, sodium, potassium, and vitamin C, all to advance our body's ability to detoxify, lower bad cholesterol, and help prevent cancer cells. So this is probably why the beauty industry is always adding beets to their skincare products. Now, let's look at the internal benefit. Now, the benefits that we can glean from beets internally are that it will help us manage our weight. So beets have declared it's really a slimming food. That's what we declare beets as, okay? They'll help you maintain a healthy weight. Beets have one of the highest sugar contents of any vegetable, which can be juiced or added to citrus or vegetable juices to sweeten them. It's going to satisfy your sweet tooth without causing any guilt or calorie counting. So beets are low in fat and calories and also low in carbohydrates that affect the blood glucose levels. So it helps stabilize the blood sugar. Now, according to a nutritionalist, Mark Clinic, he says beets contain a few important compounds called betaine and methionine, and these compounds support liver detoxification and prevent an accumulation of toxins and fats from forming in the liver and even the rest of your body. So this is how beets help you with weight management issues. And what is even more impressive about the beets and the nutrition in beets, it prevents that tired and sluggish feeling that we tend to get, because it has a lot of folate, vitamin B, and it helps prevent mood swings, helps regulate our moods. So if we have any digestive problems and we need some good fiber, beetroots will actually be an excellent additive to the gut, helping the flora in the digestive tract, and prevents colon cancer and the bad LDL cholesterol. So beets have a lot of benefits, and if we could just, you know, power them into our barbecue tomorrow, it'll be awesome. Now let's check out some of the scientific studies. There was a new study from the UK, and it suggests that beetroot juice will boost your metabolism and your stamina. So according to their study at the University of Exeter and the Peninsula Medical School, the beets help you exercise 16% longer by lowering the nitrate and reducing oxygen uptake to make exercise less tiring. So this new research is expected to, you know, change athletic training and even the healthcare for the elderly. There is also a high potential that this research will improve the health of those suffering from cardiovascular and respiratory disease. So in the study, 8 men between the ages of 19 and 38 were given 500 milligrams of organic beetroot juice every day for 6 consecutive days during their cycling and other exercise tests. And they were tested after being given a placebo too. The other group got the placebo, and they were tested. So when the group that drank the beetroot juice, they were able to cycle on average 11.25 minutes or 92 seconds longer than those that are on the placebo. So 11 minutes longer on the cycling. Now, this is a 2% difference, and when taking your beetroot juice, the men also had lower resting blood pressure, so their blood pressure was affected. It's good. So the study is did appear in the Journal of Applied Physiology, and it follows a previous study that was done by Barts School, London School of Medicine, and they were published also in the American Heart Association Journal back in 2008, where they reported beetroot juice reduces blood pressure. Now, in Germany, there also were several studies, and they proved beetroot extract slowed cancerous growths, and beetroot juice taken daily was a cancer preventative. So the nutrition of antioxidants, flavonoids, ascorbic acid, and natural iron oxygenated or stole the oxygen from the cancer cells and helped destroy them. So what does this mean? Well, it all means that beetroot has a few secrets up its sleeves when it comes to disease, and the researchers are really not sure exactly what causes the nitrite in the body to drop and also boost the stamina. They speculate that nitrite may turn to nitric oxide, thereby reducing the oxygen requirement during exercise. So according to Professor Andy Jones, co-author of the study, he says this: "We are amazed by the effects of beetroot juice on oxygen uptake because these effects cannot be achieved by any other known means, including training," end of quote. And there is another thing to mention. The medical science also discovered that beetroot juice contains natural vitamin B, which is excellent for anemia, like I mentioned. And cancer patients need lots of blood cells, healthy ones. So beetroot juice has the ability to rebuild the blood in just 24 hours. However, the secret is to use raw beets, not cooked beets, and juice those. And if you have blood pressure issues, drinking beetroot juice reduces blood pressure within just 1 hour. So, hey, it's less toxic than pharmaceuticals, and it's less expensive too. So if you're looking for some straight up awesome organic, certified organic beetroot, and you want it real convenient, don't feel like juicing or anything, well, check out the Body Foundation food mix that the folks at Apothecary Herbs have, because they have beetroot in that mix, and you just throw it in a smoothie or in your orange juice or vegetable juice, and you're good to go. Check that out. But if you need more concentration beetroot, then just go ahead and get some beets, juice those. You know what to do there. All right, we've got some time here, so we're going to talk about ear problems. I often get contacted about ear problems and what can we do about them. There also has been a kind of an uptick in ear issues. A lot of people get earwax or the ringing in the ears, the tinnitus. A lot of people get infections and even hearing loss. So let's see what we can do to protect our ears and our hearing. First, let's talk about that earwax a little bit. It's a persistent problem for a lot of people, and it does impair their hearing. They usually trust a practitioner to take care of it for them, but you got to go to the right practitioner, or if you go to the wrong one, it could make it worse. So if you're going to go to have your ears looked at, I would recommend, if you're going to go see a doctor, I would recommend an ENT, which is, it stands for ear, nose, and throat. And they know what to do about ears. They know how to protect the immune system of your ear. But if you go to a general practitioner, they don't know about that. And they can strip your ear of earwax, which is your natural protection and part of the immune system of the ear. And then your ear will be overcompensating, making more earwax. So that's not how you do it. Well, on the surface, earwax really doesn't seem to be all that important unless your ear makes too much or too little. So the human ear has its own immune system, and the wax plays a big part in that immunity. So if you ask your ENT doctor, he will tell you that earwax comes in many forms, which can tell you a lot about the health of the ear. So earwax appears in the ear canal, and it is produced by glands which secrete fatty acids combined with some sweat. So earwax provides a way for the ear to clear away dead skin cells and dead old hair follicles, even dust and other debris. Now, often the type and the amount of earwax is influenced by stress, your emotional state. If you're in pain, have anxiety, have lifestyle issues or allergies, and if you're on any specific medications. Now, another job that the earwax performs is that it creates an acidic environment unfriendly to bacteria and fungus. It also lubricates the ear canal to prevent drying, prevent cracking, and any microbe infections. So your earwax, along with the small hair follicles, helps prevent unwanted insects from getting into your ear. Improper removal of the earwax can create problem, though. So you want to use, people often use the cotton swabs, but what that tends to do is push earwax down toward the eardrum, and it creates a halo of wax on the sides of the ear canal. This will prohibit the ear from being able to naturally remove more wax. It also can create a blockage and some hearing loss. So removal of the earwax will be properly done, usually by an ENT who has special instruments, which your general practitioner will not have. And they'll be able to safely remove the earwax for you. Never use water irrigation to remove your earwax. This will also open you up to the possibility of a fungus infection in there with the moisture, so don't do that. There's that old wives' tale, you know, don't put anything in your ear except your elbow. Can't put your elbow in there either, but that's the point. All right, let's talk about some earwax types, because I mentioned that your earwax tells a lot about you. Some wax can be more wet, and some can be dry. Now, for some reason, East Asians will tend to have dry earwax. The people of Europe and the people of Africa tend to have wet earwax. And some people have earwax that's a little of both. So it kind of makes you wonder if earwax has its own genetics. Well, is earwax, though, an expression of your genetics, your lifestyle, or your environment? Well, in 2006, Nature Genetics did a study on this, and they found a correlation between earwax and body odor. So populations with dry earwax, you know, the East Asian folks, they sweat less, and they have very little body odor. And populations with very little body odor, you know, they usually don't have a lot of mucusy types of foods in their diets, which can clog glands and the elimination of toxins. Now, also lifestyle, the food, if you have an allergy to food, that can affect your earwax. So if you consume a lot of dehydrating types of beverages, caffeine and alcohol, this can make your earwax a bit drier. If you have food allergies, which develop into things that you could get eczema from it, and especially around your face and ears, and this can often make your ear canal itchy and dry and irritated and create a drier earwax that could resemble sort of something like pie crust, that dry earwax. Then there's swimmer's ear. This time of year, people are swimming. They're celebrating the 4th of July. And most think that swimmer's ear is from getting water in the ear canal after they go swimming. Well, you can also experience swimmer's ear if you are attempting to clean your ear canal of earwax too often. So swimmers essentially flush their ear canal of earwax when the water is in there too long and the ear becomes more vulnerable to bacterial and fungal infections. So acidic ear drops after swimming is helpful. If you use a few drops maybe of garlic juice also, that will clear away fungus and bacteria too in the ear in a very skinny minute, actually. Now, let's talk about some drugs that could produce that ringing in the ears and maybe even some hearing loss. There are some common drugs that affect our hearing and can produce hearing loss. And those drugs are cancer drugs, antibiotics, aspirin-type drugs, pain relievers, heart medications, malaria drugs, diuretics, and kidney drugs. Now, the symptoms that the drug may be giving you is a hearing issue, or maybe dizziness. Maybe you have a loss of balance or even ringing in the ears because you're on these medicines. So I'm going to give you a brief list of some of these medicines that affect your hearing, but you can go to a website. Now, if you get our newsletter, you get these hot links to this type of information, so you can go there and check it out for yourself. But All Deaf, that's ALLDEAF.com, you can check out hearing loss, their hearing loss section, drugs, hearing loss area, and look at the list. It's an extended list. But first off, let's talk about aspirin and even liniments. Hearing loss is reversed when you discontinue those types of products. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs most likely will be reversed when the drug is discontinued. Now, some antibiotics, like streptomycin, can cause a hearing issue. You want to read your drug side effects, especially if you take antibiotics long-term. So if you're taking an antibiotic eardrop, make sure the eardrum is intact, and be careful if you're using antibiotic eardrops with other antibiotics, which can magnify the hearing loss. So neomycin antibiotic is especially toxic to the ear and the cochlea of the ear, and in many over-the-counter ointments can give you a hearing loss that could be permanent. So you got to be careful what you're using. Now, diuretics also can be a problem, especially if you get an IV diuretics for acute kidney failure, high blood pressure, acute edema, orally in high doses, they can cause hearing problems. Also, your alcohol, caffeine, marijuana, nicotine, and mercury, and some anesthetics can also give you hearing problems. Now, tinnitus, that ringing in the ear, affects 37 million Americans with a constant ringing noise. Some describe the sound as soft, or some describe it as loud. Some say it's low-pitched roaring or high-pitched ringing. So wax compaction can actually be the cause of that. So you want to check that out first. You could have an ear infection also causing that, or a circulatory problem. Also, drugs and nerve damage can be the issue for the ringing in the ear. So prolonged exposure to loud noise obviously can cause nerve damage and give you that as well. So actually, if you get any pounding or heaviness in your ear, feels like you're it's around the eardrum, there may be things that could be causing this, like, you know, anxiety, vertigo, a fluid buildup, sinus pressure. You could have a swollen eustachian tube. You could be, you know, chomping down on your teeth. You could be clenching your teeth, causing a problem like that. So teeth grinding and earwax compaction can also create a heaviness in the ear, and you want to go have that checked. Now, there's also pet problems. Pets have ear problems, too, and they can get all kinds of things down in there. But pets, for the most part, can also have allergy problems. So a lot of them are coming up with allergy problems. So I find that if we take the pets off the grains, get them off the pet food that has a lot of grains in it, they do much better with the ear problems. So if they tend to have swollen red ears, smelly ears, lot of crusty buildup in the ears, it's usually the dog food that they're on. You can make your own dog food. It's really easy. What I tend to do for my – I have a big lab. What I do is I just get organic ground beef, and I'll put some a boiled egg and some green beans. And, you know, he likes greens. He likes olives too. I'll put olives in there, black olives, and also put on the Power Greens for Pets. It's a powdered vitamin thing, and he just loves it. And his ears are beautiful. His coat is beautiful. None of that itchy, scratchy, smelly thing going on. And People just say he's gorgeous when they see him. They go, what do you feed him? I said, well, I make my own stuff. You know, I don't use the pet food. I used to, but then I found out what's in it. And you ought to check out our show on pet food. If you go to thepowerherbs.com, we do have an archive area. But you can go to the Power Greens for Pets on the powerherbs.com website. And at the bottom, it'll tell you which show it is that you want to check out. And we went into detail of what's in a lot of the pet foods, even the organic stuff. So we want to be good to our pets as well as to ourselves, their family. So check out the Power Greens for Pets. Now, one of the things that I usually have on hand a lot, all the time, never without it, is garlic juice for the ear. It is incredible at how it can clear away fungus, bacteria, mold, any kind of bacteria or viral infection. And all you need is one or two drops. And you put it in, put a cotton ball there, go to sleep. And usually the next day the ear is perfectly fine. Kids love it. Especially when they tend to get those ear infections and things. Now, if your kids tend to get a lot of fluid behind the eardrum, typically that could be handled by finding out what they're allergic to in their diet. So instead of getting the tubes in the ears, you might want to go on a wheat and dairy-free diet for 2 weeks and then introduce one food back and see, because usually you'll get an immediate response. Most of the time, it's a dairy allergy for these kids. So you can forget the tubes in the ear, and you just get them on a dairy-free diet, and they'll be happy. They'll be able to have their hearing and without all the surgery and problems that go along with replacing tubes every so often. So have some garlic juice for the emergencies when you do get viruses and bacteria in there, and watch the dairy products in the diet, and your kids will be much happier. Definitely, definitely. Also, if they tend to get eczema around the ears, the skin, usually it's a dairy allergy too. So check it out. Dairy and wheat are the big culprits. So keep a food journal, and you can nail it. You can kind of whittle it down to what it is, which is the offending foods, and make your child's life, their whole life, much more pleasant, because they're not going to suffer through life figuring out what it is that's causing that problem. I mean, you'll go to doctor, and you're getting creams and this and that and steroids, and nothing's really going to get at the cause, like a diet change. So easy, inexpensive, and it's completely risk-free, actually. All right, so I can see I'm running out of time really quick here. So if you're interested in a free product catalog from the folks at Apothecary Herbs, or you want to check out their garlic juice, it's called Garlic Ear Juice. It's on their website too, thepowerherbs.com. Do get a free product catalog and leaf through that. If you have questions, you can call or email them. They are there. They're very helpful at helping you select what you need. The toll-free number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. And your healthcare options just became endless. That's right. I'm out of time. Happy 4th to you all. Be safe. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.